Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Well, we're joined now by a footballer who's got a very important task ahead of him next Thursday in our crucial World Cup qualifier against Portugal, which is a day before World Diabetes Day. And yes, there is a connection because Jake O'Brien, our guest, the Everton and Republic of Ireland defender, is someone who lives with type 1 diabetes. Jake, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
No problem at all. Pleasure to be on.
Now, tell us a little bit about type 1 diabetes, because there's type 1, there's type 2 diabetes. What is type 1 diabetes like to have?
Having type 1 diabetes, I think you have it for the rest of your life. I've had it since I'm 16. So, I mean, when I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, at the time I was uneducated on what it was. Probably in my head, I had it mixed up with type 2 diabetes. So type 2, typically, you might get between elderly people or people that are a bit overweight. Not always, but that's typically what it is. As opposed to type 1, you can't really control. It just comes on you, and maybe genetically or whatever. I've had it since I was 16, and yeah, I've had it now for 8 years.
Okay, and what diabetes, type 1 diabetes does to you is what the pancreas, is unable to produce insulin for you?
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah. So as opposed to someone that doesn't have it, when you eat carbs, your pancreas produces insulin and it kind of levels out your glucose levels. Whereas for type 1 diabetics, your pancreas doesn't work, doesn't produce insulin. So you have to manually inject or use a pump to put insulin into your body.
Do you inject with every meal, or do you use a pump which delivers according to how your blood sugars are going up or down?
I've always injected just because I've done it from day one and I found it's easier. So I go between, I use the Dexcom One Plus on my arm, so that kind of connects up with my phone and lets me know what my glucose levels always are. So that makes it a lot easier. And then on the side of that, I inject. So the two things that kind of get me through day by day.
Now, not many type 1 diabetics though are playing at top level football like you are in the Premier League in England. And the diet for a lot of footballers, isn't it, for before matches or whatever, is carb loading and whatever. Do you actually have to eat on a completely different diet to other players in advance of a game or even a training session?
I wouldn't say I eat differently to them, but I think the biggest thing is maybe timings. The only difference is maybe whereas I have water in bottles, they might have some carb-loaded drinks whereas I can't just drink them whenever I want because it depends what my glucose levels are. So at halftime, my glucose levels could be through the roof, and for that to come down, I need to inject insulin. Whereas if you don't have type 1, then you can just fire away, have your carbs and go out there all energized. Whereas I have to kind of just manage things, and it makes it that much more difficult.
How does a game affect your blood sugar levels?
For me personally, anyway, they go through the roof. I think with adrenaline, kind of my sugars kind of always spike, and they go through the roof. So I kind of at halftime typically come in, inject more insulin, check my Dexcom, and see what my levels are. And that's kind of what I do typically every game, is just check what they are, and then kind of go off what they are and inject, or maybe eat some carbs on the odd time. But usually for a game, they go really high.
And is this something that might worry you while you're playing a game in any way, or is this something that you're able to completely put out of your mind until you know there's a set time at half time or after the game full time where you can deal with the issue?
I wouldn't say it worries me, just because I've been doing it for so long now. It doesn't really affect my game, just because I've been doing it many years now. But it definitely does have a small effect on if I'm maybe less energized and I want something with a bit more carbs in it. I can't always go to that. I might just have to deal with having water and kind of myself try to get up for it a bit more, rather than, I suppose, if you weren't diabetic, you can just have a bar, have a gel, whereas I can't do that. So that's probably the main problems when it comes to match days.
How much of a shock was it as a teenager to discover that you had this illness?
It was a big shock, but I think just because of my personality, I kind of took it in my stride, but I didn't at the time know what it was. So I think most of it is just a big educational thing and learning how to live with it, what it is. I think you spend most of your time in hospital trying to learn how to live with it, and that's the biggest thing. And I think that's why now I share on my platform and kind of be positive and let kids know that it's fine if they have it, they can do everything that anyone else is doing, but just to keep on top of things, be positive about it, and yeah, you can go about your day as anyone else would, but just, yeah, as I say, keep on top of it.
Did you ever fear, though, that it might interfere with the development of your career, that, you know, you went with Cork City before you signed for Crystal Palace, before you went to France and then came back to join Everton? Was there ever a fear that you mightn't get through sort of a medical for a transfer or whatever, or that clubs would say, oh, look, you know, we'll take somebody else rather than this guy who has to manage a condition?
Yeah, I mean, I have thought about that in the back of my head, but it's never been a problem for me. I mean, I've gone about it like any other player, and like, I can do everything they can, but as I said, like, I manage everything myself, and it's never been a problem for me. There's never been a problem on the pitch or in training or living, really. So I think they can probably see that and think that, look, he has a condition, but it's not holding him back. And yeah, no, as you said, I've had it in the back of my head, but you just have to jot them things down in the medical, and yeah, no, it's never been a problem.
Even since you first were diagnosed 8 years ago, has the technology improved so as to help you manage the condition more easily?
Yeah, massively. I think when I was first diagnosed, I was pricking my finger. So it was definitely a lot more hassle, because you had to carry it around with you and stop every hour or so, prick it. And then it's kind of time consuming. But as of now, everything's advancing, and I'm using the Dexcom One Plus, so that's on my arm every day. It hooks up with my phone, lets me know my glucose levels, get notifications if it's gone up, gone down, and no, it definitely makes it that much easier. So, yeah, I juggle it between using the app and injecting, and it's not as bad as it was, I suppose, many years ago for diabetics, where they didn't have this kind of technology.
Are you aware of any other type 1 diabetics playing Premier League football?
There's none at the moment. I think I'm the first one in, is it 27 years, to be an active Premier League player with diabetes. So, no, it's great, I suppose, to be the one to break that kind of, that year and that gap. And I suppose to show kids that They can play football at the highest level, and whatever sport they want to do, they can achieve it, no matter what condition they have, and especially type 1 diabetes, they can live with it and just look after themselves, and they can reach the top.
Yeah, it didn't stop you growing either, did it, after getting it at the age of 16? You must be one of the tallest players in the Premier League at present, are you?
Yeah, no, funny enough, before I've had it, I was kind of, physically, I was slim, and I was looking to put on weight, and I think once I was diagnosed, everything kind of flipped for me, and I started putting on weight in the gym, and started growing as tall as well. So it all kind of clicked at once. And as hard as it can be, I'm grateful having it, and it's definitely helped me in my career.
Okay, so tell us now, I know you've got football this weekend with Everton, but you've got next Thursday night, you've got Ireland against Portugal in the Aviva in a must-win World Cup game. How are you looking forward to that?
No, it's a massive game. It's always, I suppose, the last few weeks in the back of your head that the game's coming up, and it's coming up quick and fast. So now Portugal are a brilliant team, and I think a couple of weeks ago we went toe-to-toe with them and we've done very well. So I think we'll be looking to kind of go along them lines again and go head-to-head with them and come away with the win.
It was a heartbreaking finish though, wasn't it?
Yeah, devastating. I think everyone done so well for 90 plus minutes, and then just to, at the end, to concede, it was heartbreaking. And it was a kick in the gut, but It's still all to play for, and it's a huge game, and we know we're good enough to come away with a result.
How exciting has it been this year becoming an established Premier League footballer after a slow start at Everton to get your chance,
yeah.
albeit perhaps not in the position that many people would have expected? You may be the tallest ever at 6'6", regular right back to have ever played in the Premier League.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, not a different position, but I'm learning, and it's all part of the development, and now I'm enjoying it, and it's something since I was a kid that I wanted to do and wanted to play at the highest level, and now I'm doing that, so I'm grateful that I'm here, and I enjoy every day going out training and playing these matches, and yeah, I'm very, very grateful for the position I'm in.
Yeah, but even the level that you're at, because you had previously been playing in French football, and of course we have PSG,
yeah.
who are the European champions, and you'd played in a cup final in France against PSG. How much of a difference is there, do you reckon, in the standard between English football and French football?
It's hard to put a nail on what it is, but I think it's a different type of football. Not just French and English football, but I think Spanish, German football, they're all kind of different types of football, and I think in England the intensity is just so high, so I mean you barely have a second on the ball, it's very fast, whereas in France you have very talented players, and Premier League clubs always pick up players from the French league, and there's always raw players that have high potential and go on to do good things, and no, it's hard to say what the difference is. I think it's just the type of footballer it is, and in England it's very, very fast paced.
All right, we leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us, Jake. Hopefully,
thanks very much.
Things will go well against Portugal next week, and then that'll make the game against Hungary a few days later something that perhaps we'll be able to get World Cup qualification or at least get a playoff out of it. It would be absolutely great. And thanks for coming on ahead of World Diabetes Day, which is next Friday. And Jake is an ambassador with Dexcom, which makes these continuous glucose monitoring technology and has a major plant in the west of Ireland for doing so. Jake O'Brien, thank you very much.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc. See.